When it comes to building software, the terms developer and engineer are often thrown around as if they mean the same thing. But while they both write code, their roles, responsibilities, and ways of thinking couldn't be more different. To put it simply, developers create software, engineers create value. Understanding the differences between software engineers and software developers isn't just a matter of semantics. It can make the difference between a project that's quickly pieced together and one that's built to last. Let's explore the key differences between software developers and software engineers, and why these distinctions are so important. The distinction between software engineers and developers, why it matters. Both developers and engineers share a love for writing code, but their approach to it differs significantly. Knowing when you need one versus the other is crucial for the success of your software solution. Software developers are driven by the desire to craft solutions through code. They excel in execution, often focused on immediate needs and quick fixes to keep projects moving forward. The hands-on process of coding energizes them, giving them a sense of accomplishment as they build solutions that meet today's demands. Yet, this passion for coding sometimes narrows their focus to the present moment, prioritizing speed and functionality over long-term strategy. Developers thrive in the challenge of creating, often viewing technology as the solution itself rather than a tool for broader outcomes. This mindset can lead to tunnel vision, where the joy of coding overshadows the need for scalable, sustainable solutions that drive lasting business value. A software engineer, on the other hand, takes a broader view. Engineers are trained to think critically about design and long-term impact. They consider questions like, how will this system scale? Will it remain stable? Can it be easily serviced and adapted as our needs change? Engineers approach problems with structure and foresight, ensuring the solutions they build are not just functional, but also scalable, profitable, serviceable, and sustainable. Software engineers are trained problem solvers. Like other engineering disciplines, they focus on design before execution. Their education emphasizes how to solve problems at the design level, and that mindset permeates their work. In short, developers focus on getting it done fast. Engineers focus on getting it done right. Code enthusiasts versus problem solvers. For software developers, design starts and ends with user experience. They'll focus on the aesthetics or functionality that's right in front of the user. An engineer will think far beyond the surface. Imagine you need to build a car. If you asked a developer to build your car, they'd be concerned with the body's design, ensuring it looks sleek and appealing, and then they would build it. That's as deep as they would go. However, an engineer takes it a step further. They'll consider not only the body's appearance, but also the engine, the manufacturing process, and scalability. An engineer might ask questions like, how will we put it together? How will we build this at a reasonable cost? Do we need a brand new engine? Can we reuse parts from previous models to build this one? Is this a profitable venture? Software engineers will approach your design with more consideration for its long-term impact, using problem-solving skills to solve the business problems of stability, scalability, profitability, and serviceability. Engineers think for the future. Engineers are forward thinkers, designing systems that are adaptable, serviceable, and profitable for the long term, not just today. For instance, when implementing a payment processing system, a developer may integrate Stripe and call it a day. An engineer, however, will think more deeply and design it in a modular way. Instead of designing it simply for Stripe, an engineer might design a payment processing module that can work with Stripe, but is flexible enough to switch to a different provider in the future if needed. That extra 10% of software architecture upfront buys tremendous flexibility later. Engineers account for the bigger picture, considering stability, scalability, profitability, and serviceability. They design with these outcomes in mind, whereas developers often focus on speed and short-term fixes, which can lead to a future state of higher operating costs and unserviceable systems. For example, using MongoDB might provide scalability, but an engineer would also consider whether the business really needs that level of scalability. Perhaps a simpler, more maintainable option like MySQL would suffice. Developers, on the other hand, may choose Mongo simply because it offers quick scalability without considering the long-term costs or maintenance involved. The glue versus bolt mindset is a fundamental distinction between developers and engineers. Developers often favor the glue approach, patching things together quickly to solve immediate problems. This method works well in the short term, but can lack durability. Much like gluing something together, it holds for now, but might fall apart when exposed to stress or change. Gluing a solution is less permanent and often results in technical debt that needs to be revisited later. In contrast, engineers take the bolt approach, securing solutions with longevity in mind. Bolting something together creates a strong, stable connection designed to endure pressure and adapt to future changes. Engineers think through how their solution will scale, how it can be maintained, and how it will perform in the long run, ensuring it can be relied upon for years to come. They are focused on building systems that don't just work today, but can evolve with the business. This difference in mindset also impacts management expectations. In many organizations, development managers oversee both developers and engineers without recognizing their distinct roles, leading to inefficiencies. Developers need flexibility to work quickly, while engineers thrive under a structured approach that demands careful planning and design. Combining these two roles without understanding their differences can create chaos, much like trying to herd cats and dogs together. If you're working on an internal tool with low complexity, developers may be the right fit to get it done efficiently. But if your software is a key part of your business's profitability and must be scalable, stable, and adaptable, you'll need engineers to ensure it's built to last. Collaboration: the team player versus the lone wolf. Another key difference between software developers and engineers is their approach to collaboration. Developers often see themselves as solo superheroes, flying solo to solve problems and gain recognition for their personal achievements. If you've heard someone described as a rock star, they are probably a developer. Engineers, however, understand that large-scale projects require teamwork. They're more willing to collaborate across disciplines and recognize that they need input from other specialists to deliver a successful product. An engineering mindset tends to be more humble in its approach, acknowledging that they don't have all the answers. They understand the value of working with experts in different areas to achieve a broader impact for the business. In the end, both developers and engineers want to do a good job. It's just a matter of maturity and mindset in how they approach their work. When you need developers versus when you need engineers. It all comes down to what you're building. If you're creating software to serve internal needs with low complexity and risk, developers can handle the job. However, if you're developing commercial products or mission-critical software that demands stability, scalability, profitability, and serviceability, engineers are not just helpful, they're essential. Neglecting to use engineers for these more complex, high-stakes projects can lead to wasted time, money, and opportunity. You may even find yourself having to rebuild from scratch later on because the initial design couldn't scale or wasn't serviceable. Final thoughts. Choosing between a software developer and a software engineer isn't just a matter of job titles. It's about aligning your project's needs with the right mindset and skills. Developers excel at fast execution, solving immediate problems, and creating functional solutions in the short term. Engineers, on the other hand, think ahead, designing systems with stability, scalability, and long-term success in mind. For low-complexity projects or internal tools that don't require extensive future-proofing, developers may be more than adequate. However, if your business depends on building scalable, stable, and serviceable software products, especially those tied to profitability, software engineers are indispensable. They don't just build for today, they ensure your software will stand the test of time, evolving with your business as it grows and changes. Understanding these distinctions can transform your software strategy and save you time and money in the long run. Want to see how the right choice can impact your bottom line? Download our comparison guide and discover how Modularis can provide a full team of senior software engineers for the price of a single full-stack developer.